The following is a recording of a radio broadcast by Lowell Thomas on the evening of March 2, 1949, commemorating the first round-the-world non-stop air flight, which was accomplished by a U.S. Army C-50 Boeing transport. Recorded time, 5 minutes, 56 seconds.
Good evening, everybody. This is a day for history. That phase of history which began with Magellan's famous voyage more than 450 years ago, the first circumnavigation of this planet. Today is the news that for the first time, an airplane has flown around the world nonstop. At Fort Worth, Texas, a giant Air Force bomber landed today after circling the planet without coming down to Earth at any point. A thing that aviation has dreamed of for years, and now it has happened. Around the world, nonstop. The plane, a B-50, the latest type giant bomber. The time, 94 hours and 1 minute. Average speed, 239 miles an hour. Distance, 23,452 miles. Only slightly less than the circumference of the Earth at the equator. It was a refueling job. 4 refueling. In each case, a load of gasoline was taken up and pumped into that B-50. The refueling planes were B-29, the legendary sky giants of the Second World War, playing the part of tankers this time. The 4 refuelings spaced around the globe were in the Azores, the Persian Gulf country, the Philippines, and Hawaii. The great adventure began at Fort Worth last Saturday, February 26th, shortly before noon, 11:21 a.m. The name of the B-50, Lucky Lady the Second. And was that lady lucky, together with her crew of 14 chosen to make such history? The pilot, Captain James Gallagher of Melrose, Minnesota. Well, lucky lady, swept off from the Texas fields, went speeding east across the American continent, then over the Atlantic, all the way to the Azores. There she was met, above those islands, met by the first B-29 that was turned into a tanker. The B-29 was in the air to meet the lucky lady. Contact was made with the gasoline hose, after which the globe-girdling plane flew on to the east, across Africa, then across the Arabian Desert, on to the Persian Gulf region. There, the next refueling point was Dharan, a fabulous Arabian-American town, part of the American-Arabian oil field, and a most appropriate place to gas up while still flying. At Dharan, Arabia, a B-29 delivered its cargo of gasoline. Then the same thing happened at the Philippines, and finally at Hawaii. So today, Lucky Lady made the last lap across the Pacific, across the Western States, bound to Texas, coming in for a perfect landing at Fort Worth, 2 hours less than 4 days after that takeoff. The pilot, Captain Gallagher, says there were no difficulties anywhere, excellent weather, and those 4 refuelings at such far distant places went off as smoothly as if at the home flying field. Perfect timing, like clockwork. My own interest in this is redoubled many times, because I happen to be connected with man's first flight around the world. No end of stops that time. It was back in 1924. 4 U.S. Army planes took off. It was an international race to be the first to circumnavigate this planet by air. I was a fairly young newsman then. I was assigned to act as historian of the first world flight. The planes, special Douglas cruisers built by Donald Douglas. They proceeded in short hops up the Pacific coast, on to Alaska, to the Aleutian Islands, and then across to the peninsula of Kamchatka, down over those spouting volcanoes, and on to the Japanese archipelago, along the coast of China to Siam, across southern Asia, Persia, Arabia, across Europe, and finally over the North Atlantic via Iceland and Greenland. 2 of the planes made it. 2 were lost. Nobody hurt particularly, though one plane did have a dramatic crash. It ran into a mountain in Alaska. As for the number of stops made on that first world flight, I've long since lost count of them. There were so many. To us at the time, a non-stop world flight was a wild fantasy for a remote future. The next large step in the historic background of today's exploit was the question mark. Today, when the news broke about Lucky Lady, I put in a phone call to the nearest Air Force bomber base. I'm in Spokane, Washington tonight. Just outside this city is the big Air Force flying field at Galena. And I talked to the commanding officer, General Briggs, the B-29 man. He promptly made mention of that question mark. That signified a great experiment in refueling some 20 years ago. Another Air Force plane, a transport named the question mark, refueled in the air in Southern California. The It stayed in the air 150 hours for many refueling, a startling record for the time. And General Briggs reminded me that the airmen in that exploit were a major and a lieutenant. The major's name was Tilly Spock, later to become our Air Force commander, a five-star general. With him, Lieutenant Pete Tejada, now a lieutenant general. And General Briggs added that the Air Force has been doing intensive work on the problem of getting heavily loaded bombers into the air and providing them with new cargoes of gasoline. He said the great trick in refueling was timing. He added this latest exploit was a triumph of that timing. And the general informed me, moreover, of something on the lighter side, a reprimand that was sent from Spokane today to Captain Gallagher and his crew with the Lucky Lady. They're getting a falling out tonight for a violation based on the fact that in the Air Force, the regulations require that a plane be given an inspection after every 25 hours of flying and a more thorough inspection after 50 hours. And what did those non-stop circumnavigators do? They flew for 94 hours without ever coming down for any inspection. So the airman at Spokane Field has just sent them a reprimand, the technical charge being overflying their inspection time. So, fellows, consider yourselves reprimanded while the whole country cheers you.